Blog Talk Radio. Well, everyone, we're here. We're just waiting for our music to start. I could sing, but
it doesn't seem to go. Oh, there it
is.
There we go.
Good afternoon, everyone. That song was playing in my ear vacuuming this morning. I bet you we were all getting serenaded by that song today. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program channel panel, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone around the world and everyone listening to this show on the archives. You are our family together. Let's begin by joining together with our circle and building our pillar of light. So everyone, just get in a comfortable position. Take a nice deep breath. And join along. Visualize your beautiful pillar, your diamonds, and your brain, your mind, and your heart, and in your solar plexus, beaming beautiful light, just yours. And in your heart, reach down and connect in the heart of beautiful Terra, our loving planet, our starship. And reach up through your crown all the way with your twin flame, your higher self, the company of heaven, and our beautiful mother and father God. And feel this beautiful pillar of light expanding around you. Feel the honey love coming in from Mother and Father God, and especially your twin today, giving you extra attention, extra love. Feel their unique energy. Many people like to use the violet flame in their pillar, and you're welcome to do that if that is fun for you. And then we join together in one large, magnificent pillar, expanding out with our family of light. And our rainbow bridge is flowing and vibrant from our hearts to our higher dimensional family. Another deep breath, and let's begin. Today's program is a special one, as you can hear. It's our Valentine's Day special program, and we're welcoming Christine, Sananda, our Archangel Michael, and Owen on Twin Flame Love today. Christine will share with us how life feels here, as much as we can know what life is here, about love, moments of hesitation, fear in spite of ourself, and abiding faith. Sananda and Michael and Owen will come to tell us about love across the dimensions for all of us. And we're going to find out where the idea of Cupid came from. That sounds fun. So besides this, our radio program,
There are other ways to connect with us and this information. You can find us at our website, www.whoneedslight.org. There you'll find a link for Dr. Catherine May's book, Who Needs Light, which Mother God calls our manual for ascension. 3 years of channeled messages from the Company of Heaven, and you can also sign up for our New Earth Times newsletter, bringing you the latest messages from our higher dimensional family, our fellow light workers here on the ground, and up-to-date information on the RV, the Sara disclosure, and other beautiful things coming our way. We have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light? I have a Facebook page, Wisdom Within - Meg Davis, for alternative health information. And I have two announcements today. I'm going to open up my email because I want to read you the wording from this. This comes to us from our fellow light worker and brother, James Twyman. His group is called the Peace Troubadours. And he's calling for an army of light to continue sending love and help to Syria. And he entitles his email, Syria Still Needs Your Prayers, a week-long meditation to support the peace process. And I'll give you just a quick request about what they're asking for. For the next 7 days at noon your local time, and I'm reading from his email, please stop for 10 minutes and envision peace in Syria and all those in need of help and life-giving aid. That's all. It's so little to ask, but the power is unmatched. Imagine a peace pulse sweeping across the world for an entire week, focused on those in need in Syria. Set your clock, ask your friends to join you, inspire your local community. This is how we bring peace to a world that needs it so badly. Once again, for 10 minutes each day from February 14th to the 20th at noon your local time, focus on love and light, on the peace of Syria, to the people of Syria, as well as the diplomats that are doing their best to maintain the ceasefire. Wonderful. And I think we have one other announcement. Christine, are you with us to tell us what our other announcement is?
Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody. I'm sure I am. I'm right here. And I have a couple of announcements, actually. And one of them is, first, I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for helping us out. We know that on the New Earth Times, a time or two, there's been a bit of a formatting issue that we have worked hard with our server and the constant contact that we use to rectify. It's a big help when you guys let us know, and we're hoping to have it solved once and for all. But if it ever pops out again, please just go ahead and let Catherine know and know that we're working to resolve it, and we will get there. So thanks, everybody, for your patience. Also, Saint Germain just popped in right before the show, and he sends his love to everybody. I'm not going to actually be channeling on today's show because they've asked me to tell a personal story. So I'm not channeling Saint Germain right now, but he's sitting here with us. And he wants me to extend an invitation to you because, of course, the Galactic Federation of Light and the spiritual hierarchy speaks loudly and clearly and truthfully through our very beloved Sheldon Neidel. And I've got the dates right here, on Thursday, February 25th from 6 to 7, and Sunday, February 28th from 12 to 1:30. That's Pacific time, California, West Coast time. And don't worry, that'll all be in our newspaper. An edition is going out later this evening. And links to everything, all the specific information will be in the newspaper. Sheldon is going to be doing a very special webinar called After Abundance. Of course, I'm a longtime Sheldon fan myself, and I feel all his webinars are really special. During each and every one, we form a network of light around the earth, and We light it up big time. I can say from a grid perspective, it's pretty spectacular. And this one is no different. All of our medical teams always come and work on us extra during the webinars and in the increased healing time. But the topic of this one is very exciting and is getting the Saint Germain extra, extra, super duper endorsement, which is good enough for me. This webinar is called After Abundance. And Sheldon's website is pao.com. And Saint Germain is nudging me to even include the topics. So it's, we are on the brink of receiving prosperity funds as we unite in a great shift of our current debt slavery system. And boy, he's giving me chills right now as I'm reading this. The famous, nobody gives the big chills like Saint Germain. Sananda is, nobody gives the big heat wave like Sananda. Nobody gives the chills and chills and chills and chills like Saint Germain. Okay, so the topics include the prosperity funds. Why must prosperity funds be delivered before disclosure? How will first world countries receive their prosperity funds? How about third world and developing countries? Another topic, debt forgiveness. How will debt forgiveness serve to end our debt slavery? What will happen to the banks and bankers, to corporations and their shareholders? New governance. How will the new governance be formed? What will happen to people currently running our governments? That will include Nasara, Gasara, which is the global version of Nasara. Pretty exciting stuff. Release of the new technologies. What type of technologies will be released in conjunction with the prosperity funds? What type of technologies will be available after the mass landings? Of course, that's when our beautiful, benevolent family lands and we can literally hug them, see them, visit the ships, and begin the next phase in even more beautiful fulfillment of this incredible plan we're all working on. Managing our funds. What do we do with our new funds? How will our lifestyles change? How long after the abundance program will the landings arrive? After the landings, how will it be until we are mentored? How long will it be? How will it happen? So Sheldon is going to specifically be addressing all of this. Of course, it will be our masters and the Galactic Federation of Light speaking through Sheldon. So I'm completely excited. I plan to be at both webinars. In the paper, Michael put a forward inviting everyone and says they will all be there as well. So, so please, everyone, come. And I have one more announcement. Just recently, our beautiful Anrita McKieseldeck, she is a light worker that has been serving many, many years to the public. She lives in South Africa, and it's been my fortune to be able to have her work in my life for a long time. And she has just put out an implant and entity clearing invocation. Again, it was in the last paper, and it'll be in the next New Earth Times. So all the links, everything you need. You can also go to palladianlight.net. And Palladian, I know that's always it's not the most easy to remember to spell. PLEIADIAN, light.net. So palladianlight.net. Anrita McKieseldeck. Now, what they're asking us to do with this is I will be starting tomorrow for 3 days, and this is what they have specifically from above been asking. I'm going to do at 10 a.m., 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. I'm going to be, it's a 19-minute video, the invocation. And on her website and in the last New Earth Times, the invocation is written down. So you can either just read through it and do it in your pillar of light, or like I will be using the YouTube video. Like I said, it's about 19 minutes long. And I'm going to be doing it 3 times a day for 3 days. I'm going to be doing it from my position here on the earth, as well as, and of course with Catherine as well, I'm getting to that, as well as up on the crystalline grid. Now, Catherine will be doing it here with me at the same times, as well as anchored deep into Terra. Now, of course, all of us are always anchored deep into Terra, especially when we put our attention on it all the more. We're always in our pillar of light, and we're always participating with and contributing to the crystalline grid. So with our intentions joined together, we're very excited. We're going to be doing this entity clearing first and foremost on behalf of ourselves. And then, of course, earnestly, the more earnestly we do it on behalf of ourselves, we include and extend our intention to make it possible to a miraculous degree for across Earth, for the atmosphere of Earth, the animals of Earth, the people of Earth, everyone, the elementals. It will just be a tremendous clearing. The angelics will be out in force, and by that I mean legions. Michael and I have been chatting. So we're very, very excited. Whatever you perceive and however this is for you will be perfect. You can't get it wrong, and you don't need to do it at those specific times. If your schedule is better that you do one when you wake up, one when you get home from work, and one before you crawl in bed, perfect. It's for 3 days, three times a day, and you will be joining with us as intensely and meaningfully as if you're doing it at those specific times. That's the magic of the grid, right? Being inside and outside of time all at the same time. Okay. Those, again, will all be in the New Earth times. So thank you for those announcements getting out to you. We are excited about all of them. And I'll let Catherine say hello. She is so beautiful right now. I wish everybody could see her. She just looks so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I've always been relieved that we're not doing this on TV. But I think we're going to soon. thank you, Christine, for all those wonderful announcements. It's just such an exciting time, and so much is moving so fast. We usually do a frequency report, but things are changing. I noticed this especially this week. The intensity of the frequencies is just as much. It's just as makes us feel a little wobbly sometimes or a little shaky. I can feel it now. It's like a like you drank too much coffee. But it's the frequencies, but the relationship of the frequencies has changed. It used to be predominantly these really unpleasant, sickening frequencies coming from the cabal. And then little by little, Mother and Father have raised the quotient of the light frequencies that are coming to us, just waves of love and light. And it does come in waves. So it increases till you get, so you're practically breathless, and then it'll subside a little and then come again. And the relationship of the dark frequencies to the beautiful light that's coming in has really shifted. Now most of what we're feeling is the light and love waves, and today is very special. I felt it change overnight. Yeah, Christine is confirming that it,
mm-hmm.
You can feel the shift now. It's still intense. It's very intense, but it's not excruciating anymore. It's not that screaming in your ear feeling. So thank you, Mother and Father. And this is how we know everything is changing in the world, too. Because our efforts, light worker teams all over the planet, have been literally pushing this boulder up the hill. And we joke with the Company of Heaven family. They're saying, yeah, today you're holding it. Now you've pushed it to the top of the mountain, and now you're holding it on the top of the mountain. And then last night we felt it, something lift. So things are really happening. And we've had experiences to match here. As the intensity increased, I think many of you know that Christine has been the lead person on the transmuting team. And when the frequencies were the dark frequencies from the cabal that were supposed to stop us, she was transmuting that. And then as mother and father's light energies started coming through in great waves, it dislodged the darkness on the planet. And it's like a stink bomb went off. So all of us had to start transmuting all those dark energies that were being dislodged and released. And this is what we've been doing here, and especially what Christine and her team of transmuters has been doing. And a few times people would write to us and say, oh, I have headaches and I'm sick to my stomach and I can't get out of bed. And Christine would say, oh, that's one of my team. She's I know her. Tell her. She's doing a great job. So all of you who are on the transmuting team and who are on the anchoring light team and the beacon of light teams, you can feel the shift in the energies, and it's like we're becoming more effective in what we do. All of a sudden, it's like the ball and chain was just released, and things are really starting to move. So Christine is going to tell you, I think of it as a story because it's already from yesterday, of what this has been like for her. And there have been some events that went down over the last week that also created some disruption. So she started telling me how she felt, and Michael and Sananda and I all said, you have to talk about this. Please, please talk about it in as open and frank way as you possibly can, and don't leave anything out, because this story is important for everyone. And as she's telling it, think about how this is your story too, and how the things she's describing affect you and your family and your friends and everyone around you. So I'm not going to say much more. I just want to introduce our dear Christine again and encourage her to just lay it out for us. Okay? Here she is. And I will interrupt if I think there's something I want her to explain more. Okay.
Okay, that goes for you too, Meg. You jump right in if there's something that could have clarifying once I get around the bend. Hey, everybody. I call this personal disclosure. And you'll know why as we go in, as we dive in. And my heart's beating fast because I'm a little nervous.
Disclosure.
And that's disclosure for you. And I'm excited because this is already tremendously healed. Quite a few events happened this week. I picked the one that leveled me the most. When it comes to transmuting, we all transmute. We all, every single one of us. And transmuting in service on a greater scale happens one way, when we earnestly and wholeheartedly go after what is within us. The wounds, the experiences, the tucked away pains, memories, owies, shames, heartache, heartbreak, exhaustion, uncomfortableness. So there's always a part of me that gets excited as well as nervous when I go after my personal stuff, which is constantly. Because the more I have a pang of shame or a flinch of fear, the more I know there's a gem there that I'll be healing inside myself and that I will be doing the job I was born to do, which is to transmute my stuff, allow it to transform back into the light so that I can ascend, I can heal, I can be with my family, I can become the earth angel I chose and am destined now to be. So that is what we're all doing. And I want to simultaneously say thank you to everybody else, the light holders, the lighthouses. Those are jobs we all do as well. The gatekeepers, the multidimensional grounders, all of us do all of the jobs. Don't ever think otherwise. But we're also all on teams that we selected and prepared for so that we could take it to an even greater extent. And it would be both our own experience and our service, which is, we know there's nothing that fills us with peace like to reside in the meadow of our own heart while we serve others. And doing our mission is certainly one of the biggest ways we achieve those two things. So here's the biggest story, and it just happened within the last 36 hours. Now, for the last month, but especially for the last 2 weeks, I've had almost no sleep. And yes, I'm not special. I have the psychoticness and the weepiness and the neediness and the strange behavior that goes right along with not having enough sleep. Catherine's nodding her head. She's caught the full brunt of it, and it hasn't been pretty. I'm just going to out myself right there. I've gone to them in tears many mornings. Why? Because I take herbs. I just will do anything to try to get to sleep. And they have explained quite a few times, we are keeping you in overload on purpose because at this time we're going for it. It's time for the programs to come forward in order to push the boulder up the hill, for the light workers to hold their part steady, and then we all take a step forward. Hold the light, hold the line. Up and forward. Hold the light, hold the line. Each of us in our own lives, in our own way. Well, it turns out my part, so I could transmute more if they would keep me in this imbalance. And they said to me, you won't achieve inner balance because you will strive for it constantly. And that's what you've trained to do. And every second you center and achieve it, we will push you further. We will allow more to be dumped on your head. And I can testify that they did an outstanding job. And Catherine can testify that I have not had 3 seconds of being centered put together for weeks, except when we come on the shows or I'm working on the paper, because that's messages for you all. That's a different category. But right after those are done, look out. Catherine has said we've reached a turning point in the night last night, and indeed we have. So this is where we start the story with me flipped out, exhausted, weepy, freaked out. and intense, like for no reason, and suddenly. And then I go right back to weepy. Really attractive. Okay. So glad we can laugh about it now. So then they would do things like I would be nudged by my angel team, go on the internet. And then last night, in the middle of the night, I'd had an hour and 15 minutes of sleep. Not last night, night before. I'd had an hour and 15 minutes, and I knew that would be all I would be getting. So they nudged me onto the internet, and then my angels always, I call them angel searches. I just relax, and suddenly things either appear on my computer or I go see something, and I was going to look at Enrita's, and something else comes up. Well, this was the case. And what came up was someone very upset saying that there was this horrific woman saying she was Archangel Michael's twin flame. Now, keep in mind at all times the state I'm in. And keep in mind that, as I've shared with you, I was not a big fan of saying out loud to anyone ever that I've been told, blah, 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 I'm Archangel whatever's whatever. I don't care. I know that the one that comes to me with exquisite light that I know as his and my own is my very self, my twin soul, my beloved in every way. That was good enough for me. I did not want to know more because I did not want to experience anything like this that was about to blow up in my face. So it did. It was like a ticking bomb. It just went off finally. And all the pain and anger and upset and possessiveness that this person was feeling. And I just started to sob. And I sobbed and sobbed until finally Meg called me in the morning. And then I kept sobbing until Catherine, who works often through the night, got up in the late morning and I sobbed to Catherine. And here's what I want to say about it all. First, I want to tell you about my fears around all this. They're deep fears about many things. So here comes my disclosure. I have been terrified to say such a thing, because although I know truly in my cells, in my bones, in my spirit, in my being, in my humanness, that I am a beautiful being of God. And I know that about each of us. I know that about you. That is what having a thin veil is. It's to know that at all times. Although I know that, there's still this experience. It's completely genuine for me in my own way of being human. So it's hard to know how to reconcile knowing that and yet feeling so human. How could that be true? So I often have felt embarrassed about what I've known about myself and others. Now, I'm not embarrassed when I see God in someone else. In fact, in the businesses I've run before, someone would sit across me for an interview, and I'm the worst at hiring people because I would look at anyone who sat across from me and went, "You are God. I'm in love with you. Yes, of course you can be the cook." And then, oops, like, not really practical. It's been an issue. It's similar how I look at myself. Yes, I can love me because I see Mother in me. I feel Father in me. And in this way, I know. But putting a name on it, or saying all this in public, that's something else altogether. I've had a lot of fear around it. I've had a fear, this is how I would always put it to Catherine and Meg, that I would go to, when the landings happen, I would go to the ship to meet my beloved twin flame. Let's call him Michael for a minute, because we've been calling him Michael, although he was demoted to no name for the last 24 hours. So my fear is I go to the ship and there's 5,000 Archangel Michael twin flames. And then with this event happening in the middle of the night, and then I go, oh, my bigger fear is there's 5,000 of us. and he picks somebody else. Like, oh, you're my real twin flame, and it's not me. And I'm laughing about it now, but I tell you, it's been a very precious fear I've been carrying around like a pearl. Petting my pearl, my fear, holding on to it. So that was one fear. Another fear is that, wow, like I was sort of crushed when I heard this person so upset and so like furious and so diminishing of, well, me. Because I was afraid to be diminished in public like that. And I was afraid, then secondly, I was terrified that I sound like that or that I'm claiming something or that I own something or that I'm coming across superior. And I have really deep fears about all of that. I also have a cellular fear just about presenting all this. Now, I've done a lot of work in reclamation, in my reclaiming my life energy, my, what do you call that, Catherine, that review, when we review each?
Your life review?
My life review. As I've practiced my visual centering, a spontaneous process has happened. I'll be practicing early in the morning always my visual centering, and as I do, and as I really center and light up my pillar, I will spontaneously go into life review, where I will be visiting myself as myself now. I will be visiting myself very spontaneously at different moments throughout my life, and that has also spontaneously gone into other lifetimes now that I've worked so many years to do this process in. It's not something I plan or strategize. It has come with my quiet visual centering practice. Oh, Catherine says that's very common and it's how it works. I just so you all know, for the first 2 years, I practiced visual centering on my own without ever having even spoken to Catherine or a private session or anything. And this process started when I watched the videos online, which we'll include in the paper today as well, links to all that. But I watched the videos and I would go out and I would make like a hill my practice partner or a tree. Or I would do it in my bed. So I practiced it just to the best I could, and I asked the Company of Heaven to come help me. And they didn't show up or anything. They didn't talk to me. Well, they were always show up, but they didn't talk to me. I wasn't channeling them. I just earnestly did my best, and it was enough. So you don't have to wait till you get in front of Catherine, anybody. So anyway, in doing this, Sorry. Something's happening.
Okay.
Well, this is how it is around here.
I feel something.
Something tremendous is happening. And the Company of Heaven's all here. And they just told me to stop. And they want all of us to just take a deep breath together. And I feel and see a lot of peace, but I'm not seeing what it is. But they're asking us to lend our light, and that it's a very good thing, and that we will unmistakably know it soon. But right in this moment, may we all please shine our light to support them. So they're saying, choose the Company of Heaven, Mother and Father, Sananda, Michael, Serapis Bay, Owen. Choose a master, an archangel, a Galactic Federation of Light member, a member from one of the many benevolent galactic races shining their love on us right now. The Arcturians, the Syrians, the Lyrans, I see them all, so many gathered. The Agarthans. And we join our hearts and our purpose for freedom, prosperity, abundance, peace, love, and as a family that we are, we join with our inner Earth family, our benevolent, galactic, and higher dimensional family, and our mother and father. and we give our full light, permission, and support with our trust for the highest good of all to be performed now, whatever this special event is. And they are saying, we will indeed unmistakably know the results of this soon. And it's working. They say, turn up your heart light now. Turn it up, turn it up. Shine, fill up your own pillar, and then let that shine further. And we've just spontaneously had the fire in our fireplace come into an incredible blaze. It's roaring. It's a sealed, it's completely sealed. It's roaring. So there's a beautiful indicator. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Wow. Thanks. Okay. That's how it rolls around here. All right. So to continue, you get the idea. I was afraid. I was ashamed. And so much so, I felt really fearful. Like, had I gotten it wrong? Was I telling all of you something wrong? I was very worried. I always do. And I've worked very hard on not carrying that as an orientation of being to heal that. Catherine's helped me. But I had to finally go, okay, how does this story end? This story ends in glory. I've been saying it since I was able to talk. I'd be little bitty and bust out with this story ends in glory. So what do we do then? This is what I do. I go to the end of the story. And I work my way back from there. So I start in peace, with love, glory for all of us. Right about then is when I also call in Sananda. Now, I love Valentine's Day because I've just always had Sananda in my life, and whether it was a romantic holiday or not for me, I've always felt it's about being in love with everyone. And the most I've ever been in love with anyone always my whole life is Sananda. Of course, not like a romantic love, but like a cherished. He's been there every second of my life. And so my Valentine today is to Sananda and to all of you. But Sananda's always been there. So I always go to Sananda and I say, all right, Sananda, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. I always have told him that. And then I say, what do you want most right now? And I went, well, it's not even the RV, the release of the prosperity funds. What I want is disclosure. Because when we can disclose the true story for everyone, we'll turn the tide once and for all for every single being. I want disclosure. And I said, all right, let there be disclosure on earth and let it begin with me. That's why my Valentine today to all of you is personal disclosure. So love has no competition. There's no first place. There's no last place. There's no possession. But still I was having these feelings. I felt hurt and confused and afraid and embarrassed. And I was really scared. And I had to look at, why am I scared? I told Catherine later, like, if my twin flame was named Huda Huda Wada Wada, I would run towards the ship saying, Huda Huda, I'm here. It's me. And I'll know him by his energy, by his love. It's the energy within me. My twin flame is an energy and a being and a consciousness and a love and an expression and an actuality and a limitless evolving potential truth. It includes everything I have ever been or done in all dimensions simultaneously and all we will ever be. I know he calls me sweetheart because I am his, but I still then am having a human experience. So how's this all going to work out? And why are we all calling some image the same something or other? Well, I just decide always to get really as basic as I can and stick with what I know. All right, I absolutely know everyone has a twin flame. Everyone will always be provided for by mother and father. And that this being that I know, taking away a name, I know is my love and is the completion, the totality of me. And we are that with all of you, the completion and totality of mother and father. So I just clung to that with all my might. And this is what I want to say. I don't know how this works out, but I know it does. I know it does. And it works out for everyone way better than we think it even can. And I know everyone is cherished. And I know that our twins bring us nothing but our highest good and the highest good for all. There will never be relationships torn or jealousy, or it's impossible for it to exist in the love that I experience every day. It's impossible. So my heart filled with tenderness for every Archangel Michael and every Archangel Michael twin flame everywhere. I decided, don't even just stop with Earth. Everywhere. Yes. And I have an invitation. Let's at least be gentle with ourselves and each other. It's okay. I was super scared and afraid and embarrassed and possessive too for a second. I just wanted to say I cried because even the use of Michael's name to be upset with each other crushed my heart. It's really a big part of why I cried, besides my own fears. So I just want to say, if any of y'all want to talk, if any of you, I don't know what to say, but I'd love to talk with you. I'm not going to tell you I'm at the top of some weird ladder or chain, or you are. I'm going to say, I know how this story ends, and I know what my sweetie says when he shows up and asks me to say stuff. And how interesting that yours does too. I wonder how this incredible story is going to weave together, but I'm positive that it is going to weave together for the highest good, the most profound joy, freedom, and love for each of us. And I want to throw in there too, this lifetime, my orientation, I'm going to tell you, I am, this lifetime, my orientation, I'm extremely monogamous. Now, in my crazy days, I called it monogamous theme dating. So I would date, like, the surfer for 3 months, and then I would date, like, the motorcycle racer for 3 months. But because my orientation in this lifetime is so super-duper monogamous, that was, like, all I could handle. I could never date, like, two guys at once because I would devote all my existence to the one that had the 2 month slot. I didn't know it'd be a 2 month slot, but then I would, like, those were my wild days. But I'm just very monogamous. So that part of me was up too. Like, yeah, how can this be happening? Now, if this invitation goes out or doesn't, I've already put it out through love, through reality, through the grid. I've already sent angels from my own heart to whisper in their ears and tell them I'm their sister. And I don't know the nuts and bolts of the story yet, but I know that I love them. And I know I will not stand in front of them with fear or projection or call them my enemy or call them wrong. I won't do that anymore for any of you or myself. So that's my invitation. Feel free to contact me if your heart moves you to. But no, it's okay. It's going to be better than we can possibly imagine for each one of us. Our identity is ours. Remember, in the papers, Sananda just, no, who just wrote our uniqueness? Ashtar. Ashtar just wrote again how, like, as a spark, when we're a spark that's created in love by Mother and Father, that spark carries our uniqueness. And that is us and our beautiful twin, our twin soul. So he's asking me to call him Michael right now. Well, I'll think about it because 'cause he's asking me and I trust him. I trust him beyond what my own mind can understand and what my own fears would prohibit. I trust him more. So I'm going to call him Michael, and it will never be in a possessive way that is to limit love or the truth someone else carries. I think that's about it. Thank you all for making this place for me to have my personal disclosure. It is my contribution today on Valentine's Day, the day of love, to our disclosure. Is it a piece towards our disclosure that love has already won? And with that, I will pass the talking stick to Meg and Catherine. If they have any questions, I'll be happy to field them.
Oh, Christine.
Wow. Great,
sure.
Huh? Yeah, and true. I watched it, the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I don't know if I've heard something more beautifully said.
Yes. And so complete in the sense of all the feelings that we all feel when somebody questions you or challenges you and says, you can't be that because I'm that. It's so painful. But we talked about this as she was working her way through it. And as she talked about it, I just got very calm, and I thought, this was planned. This was something that the Company of Heaven wanted to put out there to give us the opportunity to have a really profound lesson about what love really means. And about how we can't possibly know everything about who we are and who everybody else is and why. And I have a little disclosure, too. I mean, some of you were along for the ride for part of it, or maybe a lot of it, when I first started channeling. Actually, the very first thing I channeled, I even remember where I was at the time, and it was Father's voice, and I heard, all the souls must be saved. And then we went from there to things that got a lot more complicated. And along the way, I simply said, I want you to just use me to do whatever mission I can provide, given you know what I can do and who I am, so just give me the job and I'll carry it out. And pretty soon they said, okay, we want you to channel Father. And we want you to say that you are the voice of Father God. And I went, oh, no. Okay, I know I promised you that I would say whatever you tell me to say. And that's where the fun began, really, because then they'd start telling me all kinds of things like, okay, now I was editing the book and I was starting to hear things and see words being put on my computer and things underlined. And I said, okay, who's doing this? And I heard, it's me. Okay, who's me? Ernie. And I went, you mean Ernest Hemingway? Because that's what they were showing me. And he said, yes, So then a little while later, they inform me that this is my twin flame. So my twin flame is Ernest Hemingway. I went, okay, you can help me shorten the sentences. And we proceeded to finish editing the book together. And then they had me start the blog talk shows and posting all the messages. So I said, okay, whatever you tell me, I will report. So I want to be really careful. I want to be really accurate because I know I'm going to be held to whatever you tell me to say. So then a little ways into that, they said, well, you're not really. Ernest Hemingway isn't really your twin flame. And then I got all embarrassed and, oh, gosh, you mean this person that I'm in love with and I've been calling him Ernie is really somebody else? And they said, no. His name is Saint Germain. Okay. I don't know how I take that one. That's impossible. I thought Ernest Hemingway was weird, but okay. No. No, can't be. Well, then they started saying, but you are Lady Portia, and, you know, you need to present this information to the world. So then they had me presenting Saint Germain's information a lot, and I'm supposed to call him Adamos. Well, and this is the one I feel this intense and enormous love for. And at first I said, I don't care who you are. I just know your energy. I know you're the one I am head over heels in love with. And whoever you are, it's okay with me. Because you can't fool me. I know who you are. So that went on for a while, and I know a lot of you were, you know, caught up in that. And then, like, he comes forward again after a while and said, well, especially after Saint Germain had already said, no, my twin flame is somebody else, is Maline LaFont. And I went, okay, you mean we're going to go to the ships and you're going to get off and there are going to be five Lady Portias? And I said, that's not for me. I'm not doing that. I don't care. I want to be somebody's twin flame, and I don't care what your name is, but I know who you are. So they said, all right, you're right. It's not Saint Germain. It's Ganesh.
The elephant?
The elephant.
Remover of obstacles.
Yes. And he said to me, haven't you felt my soft ears? no, I haven't, in fact. So that didn't last too long. And then they said, well, you were Mary Magdalene. And I went, okay, I was married. So you had a lineup of people that you know, one got to be Mary Magdalene? And he said, yeah, I'm that. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, how did Ganesh feel about me being your wife? You know, I was talking to Sananda. And he said, oh, it's in the higher dimensions. He was very proud and happy. So then a few weeks later, he came forward and he said, okay, I'm Sananda. And I said, I'm not speaking to you anymore. I've had it with this. I don't want to know you're Sananda. I don't want to know you're Ganesh. I'm not interested. And I don't believe you. So it took a while. And I said, and I'm not telling anybody that because I don't believe you. Well, of course, I was channeling one day and he slipped it in. This is Catherine, my twin flame. So there was nothing I could do about it at that point. But I understand what a weird thing this is for people. Whether they say your twin flame is, you know, Ganesh or Jophiel or whatever, or Archangel Michael, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you know you're loved. You know that there is one twin flame for you. And they even work together in the higher dimensions to present you with the name or the energy or the description that will somehow open you at that moment to love. So you may hear three different names. You may hear one name, no name. It doesn't matter. You will feel the energy of your twin, and it is unmistakable. You don't go, oh, that's me. You go, the attraction is so intense, and the feeling of sureness. It's like,
total.
Where have you been all my life? You are for me.
And they answer, here.
Right? And they say, I've been here all along. You just weren't paying attention. Or you didn't know to look for me. And that's part of the mystery of a twin flame, too, because they're so close and they're so constant and have been there all your life that you almost don't notice. He's giving me a chill. Sananda wants to talk. So you almost don't notice that they're there. It's like you're talking to yourself. So if you find a lot of people talk to themselves, right? Well, you're really talking to yourself and your twin flame. So next time you're tempted to go, oh, gee, it's time for me to do such and such, you can turn to your twin flame and say, thank you for reminding me about my appointment, you know, or whatever you're thinking about. He's thinking about it too. Or she's thinking about it too, along with you. All right, so we're going to hear from Sananda and maybe Archangel Michael and also Owen. And I believe Meg is going to channel Owen.
Yes.
And I'm not sure who. Let's ask. They're all here, eager to contribute. I think Sananda's going to come next. Yes. All right. So, Meg, I'm going to step aside and let you introduce Sananda.
Wonderful. Well, we shall call you Twin Flame Sister. And now, Sananda. Welcome, our dear brother. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Meg. Yes, it's Sananda. I love to talk about love. And I have been writing a message with Catherine. That was the topic of the message. We're going to put it in the newsletter today. This is going to be a blockbuster newsletter, another one. We are just finding so many things for Catherine and Christine to put into this newsletter. It's really fun. And we want you to have a source where you can find all the notices for these important things that we want you to take part in, so that you can really feel the contribution that you're making. We want you all to know that your growing love and your growing light is what has made the difference. You have literally lifted this planet. Remember the story of Atlas? Well, that's all of you. You are lifting the planet. And yes, you felt something very important happening today. We are grinning ear to ear because all the things that you have hoped for, all the things that you wish for are underway. And yes, disclosure is happening. Of course it is. This is why Christine was so open and willing to say, okay, I'm ready to come forward and disclose what I feel. Well, we do that too. We don't call it that. When we tell you about our feelings. But that is a part of the disclosure as well. And all along we've been working with Catherine and Christina and Meg and other channels to help you feel our presence and know that we are not some lofty group in robes sitting on a cloud making decisions about your life. Not at all. We are your partners. And every single one of you has a partner. Now, few are in a relationship together on the surface. But mostly, we chose in this lifetime to remain in higher dimensions so that we could help you. So most of you have a twin flame in higher dimensions. If you are with your twin flame, you will know it, because your relationship will be tremendously intense, tremendously loving. And if you've done your work, you will be inseparable. This will be your best friend, your closest confidant, your most dedicated love. So, let me first start with telling you about my relationship with Christine. Now, as I'm talking, I want you all to include yourselves, because this is not exclusive. It's just that Christine came here without a veil, or with a very thin veil, let's say. Thinner all the time. And from birth, Christine could feel my presence. Now, I can't tell you what a delight that was to me. I am her soul father. And having your soul child recognize you when they open their eyes at birth is the most thrilling thing, and something that all of you have experienced. But given the fact that she had so little veil, she maintained it always. Now, most of us, when we're born into a life on Earth, our knowing about the higher dimensions, our connection to mother and father begins to fade, especially under the force of people who are disdainful and denying. If a child says, looks up and says, hello, and everyone in the room doesn't see who they're talking to, the child may be given quite a hard time, which, of course, is what happened to Christine. But she didn't stop. She would say hello to me when she woke up. She would talk to me until she fell asleep in the middle of a sentence. And we always were so close. I felt I was holding her. And I know it helped her in this lifetime, because it was very hard for her to look around and see how different this place is from the higher dimensions that she remembers and feels. So I tried to help her with that. I tried to comfort her when she was feeling hurt and distraught, because she saw the pain. And, of course, her ability to see across dimensions also means that she can see across this dimension where she is. And she sees other light workers. She sees how hard they're working. And it hurts her to see how hard life is for everyone. So I tried to hold her, to comfort her, to be with her. Now, you know, we've told you in higher dimensions that we can be everywhere at once. And I want you to know the fact that I was holding Christine does not mean I wasn't paying attention to anyone else, because I have this same feeling for all of you of being the one who wants to comfort, the one who wants to heal you. It is in our nature, Catherine and I, to want to heal you, to want to take care of you, to want to be there with you when you're having a difficult time, to be the balm when you're in pain, to be the love that you can hold on to. And this is how I see all of you. And of course, we use Christine's story because you can all relate to it. You can all open your hearts and understand that your twin flame feels exactly about you the way we do about our twins' relationship. From the love we have for everyone else, but not better or exclusive or possessive. We don't possess our twin flame. We simply are our twin flame. There is no question that there is only one twin flame for us, just as there is only one twin flame for your twin flame, and it's you. And none of us would ever interfere with that. We would never, from the higher dimensions, pretend to be someone else's twin flame. That's not what I did. It was me all along. I just kept changing my name. Catherine's laughing too. But it was always me. No one would come in and take my place and pretend to be her twin flame. We don't do that. We would never do that. Not in the higher dimensions. Now, there has occasionally been some interference from the cabal, especially the ones who learned how to channel. They would try to go after our channels and would try to convince people of some terrible nonsense. But Catherine was trained before she began doing the channeling. So she was very familiar with making literally a portal, a channel, to us in higher dimensions that went directly from the surface to the higher dimensions where we would send the message and send our energy with it. So you don't have to worry if you try to open yourself and open your channel to your twin flame. You don't have to worry that some cabal member is going to take advantage of it and come tell you a bunch of nonsense. You only need to make sure you open your pillar of light and that you have the sense of reaching directly from you through the lower dimensions to your twin flame, who's in the fifth or higher dimension. And you'll feel it. A twin flame who's in a higher dimension will always be loving, will always bring you comfort, reassurance, would never say to you, I'm going to punish that person for talking badly about you. No, your twin flame will comfort you and will help maybe to intercede wherever they can. But we don't punish anyone. We don't claim anything. We don't talk about other people. We simply send our love. So there, you will be able to tell immediately that it's your twin flame and that it couldn't be anyone else because you're not going to feel uncomfortable. You won't feel punished or ashamed or in any way regret making contact with your beloved. There is nothing to regret. And if you're in a happy marriage, that's lovely. Your twin flame will celebrate with you. They are not jealous. They probably helped to arrange it. They probably were the one who said, "Oh, okay, if you want to come to this life and have that marriage, I'll help. I help choose that person." We do that together before you come here. And things are changing, you know. We can say to you that once you raise your vibration and you help to raise the vibration on planet Earth, we're not going to do this kind of project again where we're separated from our twins, unless it's something that you wish to do in order to grow and learn. And that's always an interesting process. But your twin flame will always be there with you. You're not sent to this dimension to live out this life alone. No twin flame would agree to that. Your twin is right there, nudging you. You might call it intuition. When you have a feeling, oh, I need to do this, or I need to call so-and-so, or have to get in the car right now and go someplace, and it turns out to be some serendipitous event, well, of course, you got a nudge. And chances are the person closest to you giving you the nudges is your twin flame, who also works with your guides and your angels. So I think I've made my point. Every single one of you has a twin flame who absolutely adores you. And they're all here listening and telling me, "Tell my love, I want you to be my Valentine." And all of you will be feeling the energy of your twin flame who's coming to you now to ask you to be their Valentine. Because you are. You are the heart connection. You are the soul. You share the same soul. How could you ever be separate? It's impossible. So you have the love of your life and your best friend right there with you. And they're all beaming. So they may connect with you by giving you a little nudge or a picture or a little energy trill down your back, like a shiver without the cold. Yes, that's it. Now, I want to wish all of you happy Valentine's Day. And congratulations on meeting your twin flame. For some of you, it's the first time. Maybe you were hesitant. Maybe you thought it wasn't time. Maybe it wasn't time yet. But I can tell you, it's time now for everyone, because we are taking off, all of us. And yes, it is a fabulous day. It's a day you will always remember. I promise you, everyone who's on this call is going to remember this day. And eons from now, you're going to meet each other and you're going to say, "Remember that time we were on the same call on Valentine's Day in 2016 on planet Earth, and you'll laugh together and say, oh boy, we had no idea how things were going to roll out from that day forth. I am your Sananta, and I am sending every single one of you my best love. You'll feel a little tickle, a little shine, a little warmth. Know that I'm there with you. And now I'm going to send Catherine my special little message to her. She's already laughing. I send her a blast of warmth. And she knows it's me. So I wish you all the happiest of happy days. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. From me, I am your Sananda. Namaste, everyone.
Thank you, dear Sananda.
That was fun. Hey, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, it was getting cold here. I feel better now. By the way, the weather has been just crazy, and I think it's across the world in a lot of places. It's been freezing cold here, way colder than it usually is in the Northeast. And Christine's going to work on the fireplace. It's been below, did we hear below zero?
Oh, yeah, it was negative eight last night.
And I've lived here for 33 years, and I don't think it's ever been that cold here. So, big things are happening on this earth, big shifts, big changes. And it's all going to level out. It's all going to be just right. I feel that. So, what's next, Meg?
What is next? Who wants to, they like to tell who's coming in. Who wants to come next?
Well, I see both Owen and Michael. Oh, Michael's doing he's got his uniform on. He's getting ready to dance, and he's pretending to elbow Owen out of the way. Because he wants to get in a word. He's just saying, just for a minute, he wants to talk. And then he will introduce Owen.
Oh.
Oh, great. Okay. So, here comes Michael. He's got his white socks and his black shoes and his white gloves on. He likes to camp things up a little. Oh, yes, and he's got a big heart sewn on his uniform, on his chest. So he is Heart Man today. Okay, Michael. It's getting easier and easier to see them in my mind's eye as the veil is lifting, but Michael is usually pretty easy to see because he's always got some accoutrement to make him stand out. Okay, so I'm going to step aside a bit and let Michael speak for a moment.
All right. Welcome, dear brother. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Meg. Well, I couldn't miss the chance to say Happy Valentine's Day to my honey. She's holding her. She's hiding her face. Well, I know you don't care what my name is. So I'll just say I'm Love Man. And I'm here to bring you this big Valentine. Now, you're going to be surprised because I'm going to have a bunch of presents for you. I've had pretty good luck arranging for presents. I tap our friend Luis on the shoulder, and I say, Luis, send Christine a present. And he does. Or I talk to Catherine, and I say, get out your credit card. We're gonna send Christine a present. And we do. So your twin flames are doing the same. They're all conspiring to find a way to get closer to you, to get their light beam down your pillar of light so that you will feel their presence. And we're all having a great time here doing that. There is this sort of conspiracy in the higher dimensions where we work together like brothers and sisters. We work together to help get the word through to our twin flames. So I often will help my brother to make contact with his twin flame. And then let's say it's a woman who lives in Cleveland. So I'll come through to her and say, hello, I'm Archangel Michael, and hello, how are you? And then she'll go, oh, yes, I know who you are, and that's nice. How lovely to talk with you. And then I will step aside and let his energy come through, and she'll go, who's that? That feels different. How interesting. Who are you? Michael, is there someone with you? Sometimes he will acknowledge that he's there, but sometimes we have to help a bit. Sananda's very good at that, too. He'll open the portal. He'll say, okay, here I am. It's Sananda. Sometimes if it's someone who calls him Jesus, he'll say, it's me, Jesus. And she'll go, oh, hi, how are you? And I want to hear your message. And then I'll step aside and let her twin flame come through. Now, we won't have to do that anymore because all of you know that you have a twin flame and that your twin flame is going to come and see you. So I just wanted to kind of elbow my way in here and send a love letter to my sweet Christine. And yes, Christine, my name is Michael. And Sananda's here, and he's speaking through from time to time as well. We are just having a ball here today. So we're taking every opportunity to channel anytime we can because we want to tell all of you we are in love with you. And Christine, your disclosure warms my heart and makes me want to just embrace you because you are so dear. And you have grown so in light and love. I know how hard this life has been and how difficult this assignment has been. But I hope I can compensate by sending you huge blasts of love that will comfort you and cheer you. And I told you earlier, I want you to promise we'll have a date. And we'll go for a walk. And I will help you walk. And we'll hold hands and be in love. Because everyone's in love today. It's Valentine's Day. I am your Michael. And I send my love to all of you, everyone. Everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Namaste. I am your Michael.
Sweet. Thank you, Michael.
They're riffing back and forth. It's just, that was got a little odd in there. Didn't Sananda come in? Yeah. Okay. They're speaking like alternating back and forth. Okay, now they're saying Michael's doing his wind up. Da 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 da. Bong! Here comes Owen. He's stepping aside. So we will introduce. This is Catherine and Michael and Sananda. We will introduce Owen. Now, I feel, this is Catherine, I feel very privileged and honored to do this because I was the one who introduced Owen and Meg. And it was a thrilling and wonderful evening when Owen came to us. We were having dinner. Meg was here at my house, and we were having dinner. And Owen came through. He wants me to tell everybody. Owen came through, and I channeled him. And he got down on his knee in front of Meg and asked her for her love to be his forever twin flame. And it was one of the most romantic moments I have ever witnessed, ever in my life, and I'm even including 40s movies. It was wonderful. And Owen is going to come through Meg now because they have become like two peas in a pod. They're so close and they communicate so easily that now Meg can channel Owen any old time. And he is just absolutely delighted with that. So take it away, Meg and Owen.
Oh,
all right, we're
going to
hear. Yeah, we're going to hear Owen's
yes.
voice. Okay, unless you want to
yes.
speak, Meg.
No, we're good. We're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, hello, dear Owen. How lovely to see you again.
Yes. Meg's working on seeing me. So she smiles when you and Christine can see because she's like, oh, I'm going to get that. So, yes. And we do all come so different. It's so special. It's so unique for each of us. And I am here with my brothers. Oh, my goodness. What a day on so many levels. Meg and I have been together all week because we knew we were going to be coming here together. And she is a teacher by trade, so she likes assignments. And as Catherine said, we have a unique relationship, Meg and I. And our story is told in our archive, so I'll let you search it out if you want. So we are continuing to...
And we may
together.
Find out mother details with the real disclosure coming.
Oh.
Who knows? The whole story will
Who
be.
Who knows? That's right. That's right. So it was very, very beautiful and very fun and very new for Meg. And we will be disclosing that Meg had a little bit of a difficult time revving up her engine. Let's just call it what it is on this whole twin soul thing. And she confessed to me that there's been a lot of the programming here in this old leftover matrix that got her a little tongue-tied with us. So I thought I would do my own little disclosure to see if it helps to open up. So this idea of love, this word love, has there ever been a word that has been more maligned and confusing and mixed up in this beautiful place that you live? And this particular show is here to help what I call throw the barn doors open, to let this be the light show that sets the record straight on this word that Christine calls a frequency of love that has meaning and intention, love. Meg was laughing with me earlier. She went to fill up her gas tank on the way to where she does her show from. And as she was outside filling up her car, on the overhead speakers was music. And the lyrics said something like, love is hard to find. Love takes time. And she went, huh? That's not my story. And we just laughed and laughed, being on Valentine's Day. And it was very on purpose that this came on, because there are lots of ways that this love word gets mixed up. This is where you come with us in our one heart, not in your music unless it feels true. Not in your media, unless it feels true. We are the ones that can share the true meaning of love. We are the ones that love you, heart and soul. I was joking earlier that this is twin flame chocolate. So I want you to think of twin flame chocolate, your soul food, the sweetness that you've always been looking for, always looking around for this sweetness. Where is this sweetness? Where is my love? And lots of things have been thrown up to try to satisfy this, but no longer, because this is the real thing. This is melt in your mouth twin flame love that you know is yours forever. With this new light that Mother and Father is bringing through, it is so easy to be together now. But it's true. You feel like you're talking to yourself. It is so true. And that's so fun. It's okay if you think you're talking with yourself. We still laugh and giggle. But it is us, like Catherine said. We are the ones nudging, kissing, reminding, giving you the intuitions. It's our way of being with you in your day. And yes, in your everyday. It's hard to imagine sometimes, isn't it? In your everyday. You're shopping, you're loving, you're petting your animals. Oh, we love to pet your animals with you. Make sure you're open your heart really wide. It is a special place for us. Meg asked for a lesson this week on trying to open her heart wider for this call. So I gave her a little assignment. I said, I want you to channel everyone's twin flame this week. She went, what? I said, yes. When you're with them, you call in their twin flame, and you beam on them. Oh, my goodness. I can speak for her. She could have wept.
with the things that she was feeling for these people she saw every day. Her heart blew wide open. It was very special. And she now understands that I want to share with all of you that adoring and cherishing is your birthright. And like Christine, your brilliant, brilliant message to us today, it is not exclusive. This adoring, cherishing, loving nature of yours, it is time to throw the barn door open. No more hiding, no more exclusivity, no more specialness. Let everyone shine with our love together. We will be with you in the shining. We will be with you as you look across this beautiful world together. It is our pleasure. It is our pleasure. So look for your little fun assignments from your twin flame to help you open your own barn doors to feel even more than you already do. Oh, we love that part. And remember to look for the little gifts. We love to live you gifts. Thank you for letting me be here today. And in the name of all of your twins, we cherish you. We adore you. Please let us in so close. We love to be with you. Happy Valentine's Day. I am your Owen. We love you.
Oh, thank you, Owen. Oh, that was so sweet. Let's see if I can. I was so immersed in listening. I loved what he said. I want to repeat it because it's so brilliant, this suggestion. Now, most people know that you practice acupuncture and that you see clients or patients. And his suggestion was that you pretend you are the twin flame, that you channel. Okay, you channel the things, right? Well, so you are. You're standing with the twin flame, feeling what they feel toward this person that you're with. That is absolutely brilliant. If I look across the room and I see the way Michael does, then everything is perfect and wonderful. So what a brilliant thing to do. Look at your partner that way, as if, and do channel their twin flame. And then you will feel the tremendous love toward them that their twin flame feels. And do this with your children or your best friend or even your parents. Think how easy life is then if you can just see this person the way their twin flame does. Because twin flames are never critical. They are never judgmental. They never hold back unless it's in your best interest for them to step back while you're experiencing something. And then they will rush in afterwards and hug you and compliment you and tell you how wonderful you are to have even come here to experience this life. I mean, they really feel this about us, that this life that we think we're stumbling around and making a mess of, they are admiring us for even coming here because they know how hard it is and they've been with us every step of the way. So this is really thrilling, to think that everybody can experience this. Why not? So thank you, Meg, and thank you, Owen. That was really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody said, come and join us and find out where the idea of Cupid came from.
Who said that?
Oh, that was
Did
in the introduction. You mean before that?
You wrote that, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, somebody left something out then. Did you write that in there? Come and join us and find out where the idea of Cupid came from.
That was in the announcement today.
I didn't write that. I did
Ernie?
Not write that.
Are you sure you didn't get some help editing? Fernanda, did he sneak something in?
I looked at that and I went, gee, Meg must have gone into the blog talk and written something in there. Father, Christine is saying, Father's here. Okay, come on over, Christine. They promised she wouldn't have to channel today, and I was going to channel Michael so she could take a rest, but here's Father. Now, Father, I want to know how you wrote that on our blog talk page. Come and join us and find out where the idea of Cupid came from. Oh, Father, we can't wait to hear this. Okay, I'm turning the talking stick over to Christine, and she's going to channel Father. Hello, Father.
Hello, Catherine, Meg, Christine, everybody. Yes, it's not a hard trick to get an extra phrase typed in. It is, as I've been saying to many of you individually recently, what is a surprise on surface Earth at this time isn't the small things we can do. It's that you've all gone so long without knowing the truth of the magnificence of you, the truth of the technologies. I'll say the light technologies, because true technology is full of consciousness. It is full of light. What is light but your mother and I? It is the expression of us, the constant promise that we are ever present for you. I'd love to take full claim that I'm Cupid. And I guess I could, but I couldn't do it without my twin soul, my very own twin flame, Mother. She outdoes me all the time. We love to conspire about love. Really? When you come and sit by us here, you will see it is all a conspiracy. Every bit of it is a conspiracy of love. And as we have endowed you, and you have taken up the ability to go and create in any direction, you cannot do it beyond how we conspire that it will wind up, which is in greater love. So, Cupid, it's real and ever present. And I'm showing Christine, always twinkling. Sure, there's a legend of Cupid. You all can look up and see the story. But we're skipping right past that to go to what's behind it all. And I couldn't let this special day on Earth go by without chiming in so that you would all know you are our Valentine, and much, much more. You are our eternal loves. You cannot ever be separate from us. That is the Valentine Mother and I want you to have today. And we are warming each of you, touching you with the knowing of this truth on this day. We love you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother.
Well, that was quite a Valentine message. Father gave us a Valentine message, and I'm still looking at this page and going, how on earth? It says, come and join us and find out where the idea of Cupid came from. And I thought, how did that get in there? Oh, Meg must have put it there because Owen wants to.
I thought Owen put it, maybe.
Right. And here it is. He said it's easy to do. He wrote a sentence on our blog talk introduction, the episode intro, and I suggest all of you can go and read that on the blog talk site and know that Father wrote that. Wow. Thank you, Father. What a nice Valentine present. I know I'm forgetful sometimes, but I would have known if I'd wrote Cupid in there. Because I don't know the story of where Cupid came from or what that means, and I wouldn't have put that in there. So thank you, Father. And he knew it. They were nudging me to read it. They were nudging me to read the page, to read down and see. That was the last sentence. And I went, what? How'd that get there? I don't think it was there when I opened the blog talk page. Well, that was really great. Love technology at its best. Oh, what a beautiful day. All right, Meg,
thanks everybody for
thank you, everybody, for being here. And I want to thank everyone, too, who has sent us donations. We kept doing our work because all of you helped to support us, and we really, really, really appreciate that. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging in here with us through all this. hasn't been easy, let's say that. It's been quite a road. So thank you, all of you who so faithfully shined your light and helped raise us all up. So I'm going to turn this over to Meg, and she's going to close the call for us. Okay, Meg?
Oh, thank you.
Happy Valentine's
yes.
Day, everybody. Happy Valentine's yes. Day, Meg.
Yeah, you too, Christine. You too, Catherine. Oh, thank you, Sananda, Michael, Owen, for your loving messages. Mother and Father God, thank you for your light. Thank you for guiding us always, being our Valentine. Especially during this time. Thank you so much. Thank you for your playfulness, too. It's so sweet to remember. And I love this prayer of forgiveness that I say today to myself, to my friends and family, to all of you, to the multiverse. Yes, the Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day. Good day, everyone. And unless you hear from us different, we will see you next Sunday at 2. But you never know. This could be a very special week. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for coming. Bye, Catherine.
Bye, everyone.
Nothing you can say but you can love. the game.